This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Now, aside from that, also this morning, there has been some news in regards to Malaysia Airlines because it appears it is continuing to bleed cash. The Edge Financial Daily has reported Khazanah Nasional's pumped in another 300 million ringgit into the holding company Malaysia Aviation Group.
So this makes it into a total of about 800 million that has been injected for this year. So they need a funding package to operate businesses, to operate their business. I mean, so for the year 2017, we're looking at net losses increasing by about 85% year on year to 812 million. In 2015-2017, they've lost over 2 billion ringgit. So that said, by end of 2018, with a lower year on year loss, the amount is still, we're still not finalized with the amount.
Well, under this plan, it was Malaysian Airlines was supposed to have been broke even in 2018 and actually be profitable and listed in 2019.
Doesn't look like that's going to happen now, does it?
I seriously doubt it because we're already in August. And there are many headwinds facing the airline industry. We do see oil prices being volatile. Slowing global growth means some travel will be curtailed because it's discretionary. And of course, we've had intense competition. Mm-hmm. So, which is something that the CEO, Isham Ismail, has blamed on the poor performance. The other thing is that he cites crew shortage, which is something new to me.
That's quite interesting.
Because they have had many rounds of VSS, right?
Yes.
Mass, a few rounds. So I'm surprised that they cite crew shortage. But I do know that there's ongoing fight for crew between the other airlines. We do see advertisements quite often from Malindo, Qatar, and even the likes of Air Asia in our daily newspapers advertising for crew. So that's a possibility. But meanwhile, Morgan Stanley has been appointed to advise in terms of the options to turn around Malaysian Airlines, including the possible stake disposal.
Yeah, so there are four suitors apparently for Malaysia Airlines. Najah Air, Dato' Bahamin Abdul Rajab's outfit. He's the former Air Asia chairman. Tan Sri Said Azman Said Ibrahim of Westar, owner of a helicopter fleet. Gentayu Dana Raksa, which is an aviation consultancy firm, as well as a group representing former employees. And also last month, let's not forget that Isham also unveiled a new long-term business plan. Because so now it appears that Malaysia Airlines is aiming to break even by 2022, and they're looking to position themselves as a premium airline offering premium customer service, I guess because they know that they can't compete in terms of the low-cost segment that's currently dominated already by AirAsia.
So, I mean, they are now pushing, they're now moving the goalposts away again up to 2022. And I'm more thinking, what is it that they can do to make it right this time around? I mean, Isham, number one, is a pilot himself. So he was from the ground up and now becoming the CEO. And that's been talked about previously. It was always someone who is in management. And so now having someone within MAS itself to look into it. So that's one way. I'm thinking, what else? I mean, they've brought in experts or they've been consultants who've been looking into this, and still they are not able to take them out of the rut.
Actually, everything has been done, if you ask me. You've cut routes, you've cut costs, you've cut staff, right? You've done an overhaul many, many times around. The only thing that hasn't changed is that who's owning Malaysian Airlines? Maybe that question really needs to be looked at. And an example of a company where we changed the ownership around that has done really well is Proton. So maybe that kind of model is something that we should think about, because the airline industry is very competitive. There's no way running away from it. And we do need to improve the yields. The yields are too low at 73% versus other airlines like SIA at over 80%.
Or even Japan Airlines.
Yes. So ROE for MAS, I think, is negative. Well, ROE for Japan Airlines return on equity is 20%. We need to get to that number.
Absolutely. But also continuing the transportation theme this morning, from aviation, let's now move to highways, because the government has a proposal to take over 15 highways for a total amount of 43 billion ringgit. And this is according to sources cited by the New Straits Times. Apparently, the burden of funding this will be undertaken by Khazanah Nasional. And in the proposal, the government would be acquiring highways owned by Plus Malaysia, Prolintas, Gamuda Corp, as well as IJM Corp.
So, I mean, Khazanah will be setting up a special purpose vehicle called a highway trust. And what they will do is they're going to be buying the concession on behalf of the government. Whether or not Khazanah will make a, will be able to make a fair return by doing this deal, that
I'm trying to understand this article and the proposal, because what it is an SPV, right? So the government comes up with cash and then it also issues a bond up to 20 billion ringgit. Now, the argument about this SPV would then mean that the highways will be completely toll-free and the only cost involved would be in the maintaining of the highway and also paying off the bond coupons. Mm. But who's going to pay the bond coupon? Will it be the taxpayers?
Yeah.
Because there is a running cost and there is a coupon to be paid, right? But if you're not collecting the toll, then there's a mismatch of, there's no match of the coupon.
But it's also the role of Khazana. I mean, Khazana itself is a sovereign wealth fund. I mean, they are supposed to be generating wealth. I mean, I know that they have the money now to, they probably have the asset to sort of acquire all this. But if it's not going to make money, then what is the role of Khazana? Are they supposed, you know, is... government, yes. If they were to buy it over, then they are there to act as a, you know, as to basically to represent the public. But Khazana has a different role. They are a business entity in some ways.
They are, and I just am really curious how they're going to pay this coupon rate of approximately 6% or 1.6 billion ringgit every year. Where is that money going to come from if you don't collect money from the toll? It doesn't make sense on that level. And this SPV is not going to go away. You know, it remains a government debt. So you, let's say, 10 billion upfront, 10 billion ringgit upfront, 20 billion bond. It sounds like a perpetual. So you're going to keep this bond ongoing forever and ever and ever?
I think the toll will still be collecting money. In the form of congestion charges and stuff. I mean, that was what was proposed, and I guess proposed for the running of the highway
As an alternative, because of course back in June also the finance ministry did propose acquiring four highways linked to Gamuda for about 6 billion ringgit, and apparently this new proposal will also cover Plus, which on its own accounts for 31 billion ringgit worth of highways. And Shaning, you did ask this of a Plus Malaysia Managing Director Dato' Azman Ismail on The Breakfast Grill, and if you want to listen to that conversation, you can find it on the BFM app or on Spotify. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.